Fed rate cut expectations cooled off just a bit on Monday, resulting in a minor bout of demand for the U.S. dollar. The primary catalyst for the move came from less dovish speak out from Fed Chair Powell and Fed Bowman. Powell said recent GDP revisions had removed downside risk to the economy, while Bowman urged a cautious approach to easing. The rate market now sees 70 basis points of Fed cuts by year-end, down from 80 last week. At the same time, overall, the message of accommodation and expectations thereof have not gone away. Meanwhile, this concurrent wave of stimulus out of China has further contributed to the clearer trend of risk-on flow in global markets. We've also just come out of the worst month for U.S. equities on record, with stocks bucking the trend and putting in a positive performance. On the currency front, the euro has sold off a little since Monday's cooler German inflation data and some dovish ECB speak, while the pound has held up well on account of UK mortgage approvals hitting 23-month highs. The yen has been sold on a BOJ minutes that showed the board in no rush to hike rates. Earlier today, Aussie retail sales came in better than expected, pushing the Australian dollar back towards Monday's yearly high. Looking ahead, key standout on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from Eurozone manufacturing PMIs, Eurozone inflation, Canada manufacturing PMIs, U.S. manufacturing PMIs, U.S. JOLTS job openings, U.S. construction spending, U.S. ISM manufacturing, ECB speak, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.